Probably the most famous of all the primordial hominids is a hominid nicknamed Lucy, found by Maurice Taieb and Don Johansson at Hadar on Ethiopia's Awash River in the 1970s. This diminutive creature lived about 3.18 million years ago, stood about 3.5 to 4 foot tall, and was a form of Australopithecine, one of the ape humans made famous by Dart, the classic examples of which flourished around 2 million years ago. But it may have been an ancestor of the later Australopithecines. It flourished till at least 3 million years ago. So you've got Tomai, you've got Ardipithecus ramnomensis, you've got Anamensis, and you've got Lucy, which is also known as Australopithecus afarensis, the Australopithecine of the Afar region of Ethiopia. All these fossil forms are profoundly confusing to layperson and to many scientists as well. As I've said before, a generation ago, people thought of human evolution as a straight line. It's much less confusing if mentally you think of it as a bush with many branches, one of which led eventually to the evolution of tool-making humans. If you think that way, then in some degrees all these Latin names don't matter so much. And if you just remember the words Australopithecus and Homo, that reduces it to two very simple lines, the Australopithecines and the human line itself. And we'll get back more into this in the next lecture. Probably the most dramatic evidence for what is probably Australopithecus afarensis comes from Laetoli in Tanzania, dating to about 3.59 million years ago. And this is one of these very rare moments in archaeology where a moment in time is frozen, just like a snapshot. This particular moment, 3.5 million years ago, two hominids walked across and through a dry riverbed. Now, it so happened that they did so in the aftermath of an eruption by a local volcano, which had deposited soft volcanic ash on the ground and in this dry watercourse. They walked across this volcanic ash, which hardened in the sun, and the ash preserves their footprints. So just for this one moment, we can look at hominids as living people, not just fossils, their feet. This remarkable site was excavated by Mary Leakey, the wife of Lewis Leakey, who was a very expert excavator. And she was able to establish these two hominids walked with a rolling, slow gait, with their hips swiveling at every step, quite unlike modern humans who stride freely. Unfortunately, the constraints of the studio prevent me from giving you a complete demonstration, but it's the difference between swinging your hips and striding. So, just for one moment, we see these creatures which aren't human, but clearly they have a part of the story of human evolution.